Alana was thinking furiously. She glanced around, trying to figure out the best way back to the spaceport. Dive into the river? Run behind other tables? She looked over at the restaurant, and there was her escape route. She braced herself to race for safety, then turned her head to regard the squibs. They were jumping up and down, firing around the pot and shouting insults, but she could sense the fear rolling off them. Alana made her decision. She grabbed Amala by the arm and pointed. Amala's eyes widened in understanding, and she alerted her mates.
One, two, three,
cried Alana, and bolted for the meter-high narrow door that admitted the wait droids into the kitchen. The squibs were hard on her heels.
Amelia!
It was Han's voice, full of fear and anger. Alana's heart lurched, but she ignored him, running full speed. Sly squeaked once as blaster fire burned the duracrete a few centimeters from his feet. Alana didn't slow to see if she had miscalculated the height and width of the entrance, merely kept running until she was halfway inside the tiny corridor, then stopped, catching her breath. One of the squibs charged into her, nearly knocking her down.
Why are we stopping?
Amala demanded.
Quiet,
hissed Alana.
I want to hear if they're inside the restaurant too.
Grasping the potentially life-saving logic of the comment, the squibs fell silent at once. All of them strained to listen. There was shouting and fear in the kitchen, the banging of pots as they fell to the floor, and the whining whir of alarmed droids. But there was no sound of blaster fire. Then the voices grew distant.
There's a door to outside,
Alana said.
Come on!
They hurried through the rest of the corridor. Alana nearly fell when she slipped on a puddle of spilled sauce, but Amala caught her. Straight ahead, through the kitchen and past the dropped crockery, was the outline of a door. Alana didn't need to point. The squibs saw it too, and as one, three blue rodents and one little human girl raced for freedom.